S. Time, Phone Alexander, Graham Belt, Graham Cracker, S'mores, Campfire, Smokey the Bear, Yellowstone Park, Geysers, Steam, Steamy Romance, Love Island, because that's just been imprinted in my brain now. The point is you could start from anywhere. You could pick anything you want, and you just let your associations run free. You don't have to stop at a chain of words. If a memory comes up, let it play. It's this imaginative fluidity that's key. Because when returned to whatever it is you were doing before, you're likely going to be more focused because you have indulged that default mode network and restored your executive network. Our brains need these breaks. It's what moves the needle from surviving to thriving. We evolved as creatures with complex minds, alert to danger, constantly predicting and solving problems. But we used to get bored also, and now we've developed this civilization that seems designed to prevent boredom at all costs. Endless distraction, available 24/7. Well, what is that doing to us? The key idea here is finding a way to utilize mindlessness as a way of becoming more mindful. And I don't want you to be mindless all the time, right? Nobody wants that. We don't want to be spacing out all the time. We just want to be able to focus when we want to focus. And we do that by using the default mode network. Remember, I got interested in this because of the profound effect at being mindless had on me. So many new ideas began to bubble up once I didn't have Adam and Zara's love affair to distract me. I think the trick for me and for all of us is to find space in our schedules to indulge the default mode network as a way to get our whole brain to work better. Mindlessness allows us to travel to the past, the present, the future, untethered to what we have to do, and connects us simply to being. Doing nothing is actually doing something, and it's probably doing something more than what you think, because this is generally when we find those